When we think of ancient Greece, the Parthenon in Athens is what most of us have in mind. This is where the blueprint for Western civilization received its first draft. But there is more to the story of ancient Greece than Athens. Sparta is another kind of monument to a very different kind of Greek city. Life was very different in Sparta from the rest of ancient Greece. The Spartans were proud, fierce, capable warriors. Sparta was ruled by two kings. These kings would lead the army in times of war. The Spartans spoke Greek, wrote Greek, and thought of themselves as Greeks, but they were different. In other parts of Greece, the goal of education was to create a strong citizen of the state. In Sparta, the goal of education was to create a strong warrior. All of the ancient Greeks were warriors, but Sparta's warriors were legendary. Abstraction was one of the most significant developments in the story of 20th century art. By breaking free from the direct representation of the world around us, abstract artists created a new visual language and transformed the possibility of what art could be. In this film, we'll delve into the archives to reveal the passionate and dedicated personalities behind the art. Mars is the planet in our solar system that's most like Earth. After decades of exploration, we now have a greater understanding of the geology, atmosphere, and geography of the red planet. By the late 1800s, telescopes had become powerful enough for astronomers to map the surface, observing light and dark patches, and thought these could be oceans and forests. Mars has days and seasons, it's covered in valleys and volcanoes, and there's even evidence that water once flowed across the surface. Our fascination really comes down to the one question that remains unanswered. If Mars is like Earth, then has there ever been life on Mars?